How are things in the Wigan dressing room?
Good. Everybody's looking forward to it. I mean, let's be honest, it's a bit of a release for us from the pressure we've been under, but everybody's just looking forward to the game. The gaffer's been very good since the other day with the poor result we had, but he's a past master at getting lads, everybody's minds right, and I feel that they're right today to have a go.
How are you feeling?
I've just been trying to tell them all. Obviously, got a lot of foreign lads in our dressing room, but, try to tell them all and what it means to me personally. Like, it's, I was telling somebody before, it must have been 40 years since I played my first FA Cup tie, so we know what it's all about. I think they do by now, and I think they know how important it is to the club itself.
You could even have a bigger game on Tuesday at Arsenal. I mean, I suppose that's not on your mind at the moment, or is it?
No, it isn't, actually, because, like I said, the gaffer's very good at... that was his talk the other morning about, we'll pick up the league position tomorrow night, probably at 5 o'clock on Sunday, when we'll know what we have to do. It was a real good talk that we had, and just typical of him, really.
I guess it's going to be we know it will be an emotional afternoon for Dave Whelan. He's set to lead the team out, of course. We're under an hour away from kickoff. Have you been around Dave at all? What are his thoughts? What are his preparations and his feelings, do you think, at this moment?
I was at the club before when he took the club over, and you've been at Springfield Park. It was a great friendly club, but they've been able to maintain the friendliness, and yet the crowd's obviously gone up about... Well, more than tenfold, and there's only one man, apart from obviously the manager that worked for him, Paul Jewell, Steve Bruce, and now the gaffer. But Dave Whelan's the man who's delivered to the public, to the town, any town would ever want in football terms.
And you've had some good news, I think, with Antolin Alcaraz, who's going to start for you because he was a doubt, wasn't he?
We've had a few injuries this season, and he's been a big miss for us. But touch wood, when he's played, we've usually got a result, and we just need him for the next three games after today as well.